Howard.
Welcome into the program. Today it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network from the Circa Resort and Casino. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard here on a championship football Friday. We will run down as many props as we could possibly find as they are on the betting boards right now across this country. We have some pretty good guests on the program today as well. Rock solid, in fact. Adam Chernoff going to join us coming up in about an hour. He loved the Packers last week. It got there. Does he like them again this week? We have horse racing picks of Jeff Siegel. Ian Eagles on the program today. He is calling the AFC title game. Teddy Greenstein at PointsBet. Chuck Edel, who's been nails now for years with us here on the program. Paulie, I'm looking at a weather update for Sunday and in Green Bay for the early game. Right now, the high that day is 28 degrees, and the chances of snow has been pumped up to 60% now.
There we go.
The way it looks.
Yep. Yep. As a result of the two games, the fact we could get weather, and also the AFC game figures to be high scoring. I like that both games under 46.5 longest field goal. In the AFC, I don't think field goals are going to cut it. Why would you want to try a field goal that long anyways? Plus, Butker's got the yips after what happened last week. And then I just, Crosby could do it. I could see Crosby doing it with the Packers.
Yeah.
I think that's a good prop to look at, too.
I'll tell you, the Chiefs do trot him out there at bizarre times.
Yeah.
As you've been saying since last Sunday, right? 4th-and-1 at the 15, get out there and kick a field goal. And they're not afraid to try these really long field goals in short yardage situations. It's kind of bizarre. And in Kansas City right now, it's 30. On Sunday, it's 43 for a high. A 50% chance of rain. On Monday, it turns to 34, so right around freezing temperatures, and then an 80% chance of snow. So as of right now, it looks like we're going to miss the snow.
If it's going to snow here Monday, it better snow there on Sunday.
I know.
In a couple of these games for the championship.
Yeah.
Come on.
If we're shoveling on Monday morning, if we got to scrape the windshield
I know.
To get into work on Monday morning, we don't get snow football on Sunday.
With a high of 42. I mean, it's going to be rough out there Monday.
It is. The mean streets here of Las Vegas.
Sign up for this.
I know.
Right.
But also, if we just miss the snow now by maybe a couple of hours or by a day, remember that the New York Super Bowl between the Broncos and the Seahawks, we missed that snowstorm by less than 24 hours, I think?
Yep.
Yep. So 50% chance of rain on Sunday for that game, like I talked about. Right now in Green Bay, it's 12 degrees. Saturday for a high is 21. It actually warms up a little bit on Sunday to 28 degrees for that game. A lot of talk about how Brady's going to be able to handle the elements this week. I think he's going to be totally fine. It'll be the other players that I'm maybe a little concerned about if it has an impact whatsoever on anybody on Tampa Bay.
Well, yeah, it depends. Arians likes 28 degrees. Isn't cold to me. That's not cold. But we'll see if that does play a factor, too. And to me, with Kansas City, I like the Chiefs if Mahomes plays, and I like the Bills if he doesn't. It's that simple.
Yeah.
But also, I guess it's good for in-play wagering to see how the kid looks out there if he does play.
I would agree.
If he looks like his normal self in the first quarter or the first drives.
Yeah. Arians has a little of that Dan Campbell in him.
I don't know. Really?
He'll bite kneecaps. Yeah, I think he does. Up next, we will start digging into the title games and the props that they have. You know, just a slew of them coming up here on Follow the Money.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
7th-ranked Michigan on the road at Purdue. The Boilermakers are 51-8 at home in Big Ten play since the 2014-15 season. Wolverines laying 3.5, the total 135. In the NBA today, the Boston Celtics visiting the Philadelphia 76ers. It's 4.5-point road dogs. Philadelphia 10-5, 8-1 at home. On Wednesday, Joel Embiid had 42 points and 10 rebounds at a 117-109 win over the Celtics as 5-point favorites. Vegas off to a 4-0 start with a +9 goal differential. They're laying $1.60 today at Arizona. It's another huge NFL playoff weekend, and the NHL is back along with college basketball and the NBA. Get all the VSiN's insights as an all-access subscriber. Subscribe today at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Sena.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
Oh.
today from the OddsTrader.com studio at Circa Resort at CasinoOddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info that you need. Real-time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats. You can compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses and visit OddsTrader.com. So of the numbers that we have on the board right now, Green Bay is back to 3.5 in the game against Tampa, and KC settling in at 3. Where do you think that number goes? We find out, you know, at some point, whatever. It's before game time. Let's say it's today, maybe tomorrow morning that Mahomes is going to play.
I have no idea. I have no idea, especially what happened Sunday, that they pounded the Browns. They know that they're burning money every time they're betting on Kansas City. It's the only team in NFL history here that's won. They've won 8 in a row by and all 8 wins by 6 or fewer.
Yeah.
And the Bills are on this great 9-1 ATS run. So I don't know what they're going to do.
You know, I think it might go up, but the thought of it maybe going to 6 or 7 to me is
no.
That has no chance of happening, in my opinion.
Based on the Browns, yeah. And I think if they're going to bet the Browns, they're going to bet the Bills, the hottest team, and America's in love with them. Sure, why not? Now, the other thing, too, I'm a big legacy guy. Huge. So we start with the NFC game. It's 13-5 against 14-3. It's only the fourth time Brady and Rodgers have met. Amazing but true all this time in the league. But I think the only way Tampa Bay wins this game is if Green Bay turns it over and beats themselves. A couple of numbers. Tampa's 10-0 when they win the turnover battle. They'd be the fourth team to win 3 road games to get to the Super Bowl. But Green Bay had a league-low 11 turnovers, only 2 in their last 7 games. So a big reason why Tampa Bay is here, 27 points off the 5 takeaways in the 2 playoff games so far, and a big reason why they beat the Saints on Sunday, as the offense didn't do much. They just had short field after short field, and the Saints continued to turn it over. But this is something that Rodgers and the Packers don't do. I don't care about the Week 6 meeting. There's one thing that will happen in that game we can talk about coming up. But if Brady's legacy is already cemented, he's the GOAT, no one can touch him. He's in his 14th conference title game. Montana's second with 7-7, please. And if he wins this, he goes to his 10th Super Bowl, and they're the first team ever to get a playoff game, Super Bowl at home. But if Rodgers loses this game, he falls to 10-9 in the playoffs. And as Kurt Warner said, it just doesn't sit or feel right that this guy would only have 1 Super Bowl appearance. They've lost their last 3 NFC title games. They were all on the road. But I'm saying, if not now, when? He's 37 years old. If he can't win this game on Sunday, what are the chances they get back in a better spot than this? With the 1 seed at home, this close to a Super Bowl, and the fact that this guy, I mean, I don't know, can you call him one of the best of all time if he only has 1 Super Bowl appearance?
No, come on.
Isn't that difficult?
Of course you can. I don't care about legacy like you do. It doesn't mean anything to me. As I've gotten older, this week, the Hall of Fame talk with Philip Rivers, I want to rip the radio out of my car and throw it in the garbage. I do not care for 1 second about Hall of Fame talk. Okay. I would also say this.
That is strange, though. Now, you can say McCarthy. You can absolutely say McCarthy and not helping him out. But that's bizarre. If this guy loses Sunday.
When McCarthy was still the head coach on the VSiN airwaves, I said that he will never make it back to another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because I was convinced that they were never going to get rid of Mike McCarthy. And with McCarthy, if he was still the head coach, they would not be in this position. I think we all know that. Mm-hmm. And they finally got rid of him, which it took 10 years too long to do so. But if he would have been in a better situation, I know that, I cannot believe that Ted Thompson passed away this week. He's 68 years old. Mm. That is way too young. Came out of nowhere. Ted Thompson did a great job of drafting players to help out Green Bay. But that organization did a very poor job over the years of making trades, which they never did, or signing free agents, which they rarely, if ever, did. So they tried to build up this whole thing with the draft and, you know, take its time. And then once the players that they would hit in the draft would become free agents, they'd say, nah, go sign somewhere else. It was maddening because they never had that help around Aaron Rodgers. I just think that Tom Brady is the total outlier. I mean, we're never, ever going to see this ever again with what he did.
Yeah, that's fair, too. 44. Look at my matchup here. 44-12 touchdown INT ratio with Brady. 50-5 with Rodgers. 21 straight playoff games, the Packers have scored at least 20 points. Does that continue? I would say yes. The other thing, Brady would join Warner, Manning, and Morton. It's the only quarterbacks to take two teams to the Super Bowl. And you look at what happened week 6. Now, the one thing here, Bowles brought the house. Do they get pressure on them? I mean, they haven't missed Bakhtiari so far. They're running the ball. They're protecting Rodgers. They're not. The teams aren't getting pressure on them. The Rams didn't sack them. But in that game, in week six, Bowles brought pressure 54% of the time on third down. He also blitzed 40% of the time in that game. So does Tampa get pressure? And we know about Brady, too, if Green Bay can get pressure on him and make him uncomfortable. 40% in the game, 56% he blitzed on third down in that game. And the other key matchup, I think, is Davis against Adams. Does Adams go off? Do they slow him down? Do they contain him? What's the game plan there?
Right. I would say that the Buccaneers will no doubt bring pressure again in this game. They blitz at the third highest rate in the entire league this year. That's kind of their MO on defense, so that's not going to go away. The first time they played, the Packers only had 13 first downs. They only had 201 yards of offense on 61 plays, by the way. They had two turnovers in the game. And as I did this earlier in the week, I went to compare the Buccaneers' defense and how they did against Aaron Rodgers to other top 10 DVOA defenses in the league. The only other team that did a really solid job was the game against Indy, when the Colts created four turnovers in that game, but they only sacked Rodgers once, and Green Bay had 28 points at halftime, and they were in control. And it was that offense for the Colts took over in the second half and went to overtime, and Green Bay eventually got beat. But look, I mean, against the Saints, they were much better than a top 10 defense, per DVOA. In fact, they finished second overall, second against the rush, third versus the pass. In that game, the Packers had 24 first downs, zero turnovers. They were sacked once. The Bears played them twice. The Bears sacked Rodgers one time combined in those two games, and they created one turnover. That was it. The first time they played Green Bay, had 28 first downs. The second time, 17, and they scored 41 points and 35 points in those two games. And I know that Donald was hurt last week, so that changes how the Rams will be effective and how that defense is going to play overall. Green Bay had the most yards ever against the number one rated defense in the playoffs. And they had zero turnovers, and they got to him exactly zero times.
Who runs the ball? Are both teams able to get the running game going? I don't know about that. That'll be interesting to see what Green Bay does on the ground against the number one run defense after what they did in Gash and the Rams, and we'll see what Tampa Bay can get going on the ground. I don't know. And if they get pressure on Brady, and what can they do? Brown, a game-time decision, that's big. And that's a key to the game, too. So I don't know who's going to be able to establish the run. Who does a better job of running the ball? Because, again, we've talked about it all week, but the Saints had success doing that.
Yep.
That surprised me. Remember, going into that game, Kamara never had more than 75 yards in seven or eight meetings, and he had 85.
Right, and he looked good.
He did.
Doing so.
And he was close to ripping a few off, breaking a couple.
I think certainly both teams are going to try to run. If I had to guess right now which team's going to be better at pulling that off, I would say it's going to be Tampa Bay. And I'm with Paul Charchian on a couple of things that he said yesterday. I think the Packers are absolutely going to use Williams to go along with Jones, for sure, and they might sprinkle in some other guys. And I do like Jones to go under 59.5 on his rushing yards. I don't think that he's going to go off. Like, Kamara didn't exactly go off, but he did have a nice, impactful game running the football against that team 1 week ago. I just don't think that continues with Green Bay this week. Could be dead wrong.
You want to bet against Tom Brady in a big game. Didn't work out for me last week, and certainly doesn't win all these games. But for the most part, when he gets here, he gets it done. And the other thing, this is an amazing but true department, Sean Harnish, Guppy Money on Twitter. Brady's made the Super Bowl every year. He's lost in week one. How can that be? Is that a kooky thing or what? That's nuts. He loses in week one. He goes to the Super Bowl.
I have a tough time believing that he's lost nine times in week one.
Is that true? Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be all nine times, I guess. It's not. So every time that he's lost in week one. So does he know how many times that is? Did he point out? That could be four or five times. Okay, it doesn't have to be all nine times. Okay. All right.
But Brady also hasn't thrown an interception on the road since week one against New Orleans. That's another crazy stat, too, what they've been able to do. So during this streak, with this long winning streak, they've won seven in a row on the road, by the way, but during this winning streak, 34 points per game. But you're going against the number one offense here, and only one time were they held under 22 points. And that was the week six game. And I just mentioned this long streak, 21 in a row in the playoffs, where they score at least 20 games. So do you think it'll be a shootout? I don't see that.
I don't think so either.
Although they have played eight straight overs in January and six straight Green Bay playoff games have gone over.
How high does it have to be for a shootout? Obviously, to go over the total, I mean, if it's played low 30s, high 20s, that to me is a shootout this time of year.
Well, 28-24 would surprise me, though. That barely gets over, but that would it still surprise me.
I think 24-20 range.
But it comes down to weather, too, and what the elements, if they play a role.
Yeah, 23-17, something like that. I love how you can bet all of these alternate point spreads and totals. I hope more sports books actually add this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Looking at DraftKings and BetRivers and PointsBet, you can, like at DraftKings, for example, the Packers are as high as -13.5, +390, and they go all the way down by half a point. Buccaneers all the way up to -7.5, +480. And the same thing in the Bills-Chiefs game. And then the totals go all the way from under 38.5, +450, to the over 63.5, +390.
And Bet Rivers has that up early in the week. They do a great job with the over-unders all the way down. You can tweet at us or email, too. What's the most creative or best prop you found this week? Let us know. For the best prop of the two games.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of good ones, too. I was on PointsBet all day yesterday. They have some good stuff. Now, remember, this didn't come in last week. Well, Tom Brady throw for 200 yards. Yes is 1-10. He didn't get there last week.
He did not.
Well, he throw for 250 yards, -$3.
I don't know about that either.
I know. Rodgers, 400 yards is 8-1. 200 yards is $8. Well, we get to 350. That's 3-1. His attempts are 36.5. Brady, 38.5. Both guys, 2.5 touchdowns, over-under. Juice to the under. Will Brady have a completion of 55 yards or longer? 4-1. Will Rodgers throw 2 interceptions? 8-1. Will Adams have a 150 or more? 5-1. Will Jones go for 125 plus? 6-1. Adams, more yards against Godwin. Adams, 220. I like that. Will there be a fourth quarter comeback? Yes, +260. Overtime's 11-1. Longest completion for Rodgers. 1-24 yards, 5-1. 25-39 +130. 55 plus +340. Kickoff or punt return for a touchdown, 12-1. Safety +850. Defensive touchdown +320. Good menu.
Do you see like a long touchdown in this game? Or plays where it could
no.
be
well, okay.
Godwin or MVS going for 73 yards?
Well, the one thing that does scare me, and I don't think we'll see a lot of it because both guys chew clock here. Did you see the Tampa punt coverage last week until Harris got hurt and had to leave the game? It's a travesty. Special teams, Football Outsiders, Packers 25th, Tampa 26th. Good decider.
Yeah.
Bills are 4th, Kansas City 17th. Also, overall rankings, Football Outsiders, Team DVOA. Tampa 2nd, Green Bay 3rd, Bills 4th, Kansas City 6th. Offense, Green Bay 1, Kansas City 2, Tampa 3, Buffalo 5th.
Buffalo's 5th?
And they're 22nd again with the run, though. 22nd rushing attack, too.
Oh, man.
So that's the thing. I could see that's another angle because Cleveland had a lot of success last week. You run the ball on Kansas City, and you keep Mahomes off the field, but the Bills don't do that.
No, they don't at all.
They got guys out, and they don't try. We're going to throw it.
When they do try, they can't, and then they just don't even try. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all like throwing the football. I'm surprised they're 5th, though, with that passing offense. Yeah.
Defense, Tampa's 5th, Football Outsiders, number 1 against the run. The Bills are 12th, Kansas City's 22nd, and the Packers are 17th. Interesting numbers there.
I like some of the other stuff at PointsBet as well. The playoff specials for the most passing yards.
Yep.
Allen and Brady are each +115. Allen right now has 530. Brady has 580. Rodgers is +450. Mahomes +550. And obviously, you know, if the Packers win this game, well, I mean, plus he's got 296 right now. I think that +450 is looking a little juicy. And I'll give you one here. Most rushing yards right now. Aaron Jones is a favorite at -110, but he has 99 yards rushing. That was last week. Fournette's +175, and he has 156 yards. Cam Akers, done, but he's actually the current leader in the clubhouse with 221 yards. He's 4-1. How about Ronald Jones at 10-1? He has 62 yards right now. Will they go back to him? They split carries last week, and this whole running attack has been, I mean, you're throwing, it's, you're taking a wild guess every week at how Arians is going to run the football and which player he's going to utilize.
Yeah.
Maybe Jones gets the hot hand and he surpasses Fournette. They win the game and suddenly that 10-1 looks like a great number.
I don't know.
And also the most receiving yards. This is great. In the playoffs, not this weekend, but in the playoffs overall, Diggs is a 210 favorite because he has 234 yards. Well, if the Bills don't win, that means either, you know, the Packers, Chiefs, Buccaneers will get another game under their belt, and Hill is plus 450. He's 110. But if they win, they'll have the Super Bowl, and he'll probably get past Diggs. Yeah. Kelsey's 5-1. But take a peek at the Buccaneers. If they win this game, Godwin has 113. Evans has 122. They're 25-1. If they win this game and the Bills lose, 25-1 looks pretty juicy on both those players. I could see them creeping up to like 200 this
week.
Yeah,
I know. That's a tough one, though, because Tom spreads it around.
No, I know.
And plus,
yeah.
They didn't do anything through the air in a dome. What are they going to do in the elements now? I mean, they couldn't move the ball against the Saints for the most part either. It was a weird, it was like the first meeting.
You know, maybe the elements have
second
absolutely
meeting,
nothing to do with the outcome of the game.
That could be too. I don't know.
I have that Tennessee Green Bay game in my head. Well, Green Bay, they weren't affected by it at all.
No.
I mean, Green Bay did whatever they wanted offensively in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that was impressive because Tennessee's offense is one of the best in football, and they couldn't get anything going.
Yeah. I like this too. Home team here at Circa. Home teams lane 7. Against away teams. Total points, Grand Salami, 106.5.
Very good.
Yeah.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Paul will run down the line moves, bad beats, and win some, lose some coming up next.
Season heating up. Great job, Richie B. 4-0 last night. Depends on when you bet the Belmont game, but either 4-0 and 3-1. So great job, Richie. Bet Rivers, a great offer for new customers. Deposit $100 using the promo code BET200. You'll get $200 in free bets at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Never been easier and better than this. Reliable app, easy sign-up process. Deposit match, it lets you bet with house money first. $250 match bonus, fastest payouts, only one-time playthrough at Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. Time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them.
Follow the money looks back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In win some, lose some. Let the education commence.
One bad beat. Islanders Devils first period under. Islanders score with 20 seconds left. Another under, by the way.
Yeah.
Varlamov has allowed only one goal on the season. Bet for the books, Canadians 130 up to 155. Routed Vancouver. Vancouver's 5-1 to the over.
I watched a lot of that game last night. I mean, forget about it. It's a fast break basketball game.
Islanders 145 up to 180. Bruins 135 up to 160. Kings plus 240 down to 195 came back to beat the Avalanche.
You know, they had
that Bruins game? Four goals in the third period? Where'd that come from?
Try six.
Oh, the Bruins themselves.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm sorry.
Right.
Six combined. How's that for right in your eye if you had the under like I did? By the way, they had to have the Avalanche here last night. They took a huge bet on the Kings.
They did?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Win some. Burnley plus 850. They beat Liverpool 1-0. First home loss by Liverpool in the Premier League since 2017. Bruins first period under 4-0. Bruins, no goal in the first 10, 4-0. Lose some. Rutgers, plus 1, went off a 2.5-point choice and lost by 8. At Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram, couple of dog videos. This is Twitter versus reality. That's what that list looks like. Hey, you want a piece of me? Huh? You want to go? Huh? Yeah, look at my teeth. Huh? You want to fight? Huh? You want? Okay. And they stop. They go back and look over. And they go right back at it. Huh?
Such a great video.
Yes, right. You good? Okay,
no.
We're back. Okay.
Nothing?
Everything fine. Very good. And this is, look at the end now. Wait for the end of this one. The look on the dog's face here once it stops. Hey, good. You're a good boy. Yeah. And you go, you like that? That feel good? Scratch you?
Yeah.
Oh. What gives? Then the stink guy right back at it. Very good. At Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. One, lose some. Oh, boy. This is from David Purdom, ESPN. An Australian sportsbook took a $100,000 bet yesterday on Liverpool at minus 2,500 to win or draw against Burnley. Oh, boy. And for the first time since April of 2017 in the Premier League, they lost at home. Why? They hadn't scored in three matches.
No, I don't. I mean, I'm not going to blame the person for betting that. I mean, they hadn't lost at home in 4 years.
Oh.
I mean, I personally would not do it ever, but I mean, that's. There's something wrong here, clearly.
Yes. They can't score. That's
you're right.
Yes. How about Klopp afterwards? Title race isn't in the cards. This is like a punch to the gut.
Yeah.
There you go. Win, lose. Couple good emails here. One, to me, there has to be a prop up. Will someone miss an extra point? We had two last weekend. That's got to be up every game. You got to have that one. And Rod didn't say where he found these, but will a team miss a last-minute field goal or a two-point conversion that could win or tie the game?
Okay, now that's really good.
I like that one. That's excellent. But there's some. I want to know what you guys found for the best or most creative prop so far this week on the two games. But you got to put up miss extra point. You have to. Shenanigans every week.
I would say you have to have the doink up as well.
Got to put the doink up.
Right.
Have to put the doink up.
Sure you do. You can do that's crossbar or upright, whatever. A combination of the two.
How many missed field goals in a game?
Yeah.
Put that up.
Yep.
You have made field goals, put up missed field goals. Look at a Buffalo game. Are there four?
You can still do stuff with the ages here.
Yes, you can.
Rodgers, 37, Brady, 43, obviously 80 years old combined there. Hey, the possibilities here are endless. And I bet you we start to see Super Bowl props by Sunday night. Some books will have them out already. A couple here or there, not a lot, obviously, but I think they're going to trickle in. I think we had that last year, Paulie. Now that sports books have been legalized across the country, the people who are, you know, here in Vegas, it always used to be wait till Wednesday or Thursday, they'll come out. People are like, we're putting them up on Sunday night, Monday. We'll have them ready to go.
Why not?
We'll get into a bigger breakdown of these two games that we have coming up on Sunday. Pro Football Focus with some great numbers here on individual matchups. We'll run past you coming up here on VSiN. VSiN All Access member today and get all of our expert VSiN betting analysis for NFL Conference Championship Weekend and every sport in action for less than $22 per month. Receive daily emails with our best bets from guests and hosts, 24/7 video access, and our point spread weekly betting guides. It's everything you need to increase your sports betting IQ. Start your free trial right now at vsin.com/subscribe. So Pro Football Focus had a good breakdown of the game and the games and the matchups. I'll give you this about Rodgers. So I know that the game against Tampa Bay happened in Week 6, and you can't you know just wipe that off the record books. But against the Blitz this season, he has a passer rating of 111.7, which is fifth best in the entire league. And obviously, without that Week 6 performance, the numbers go way, way up. In that game, he was blitzed a season high 21 times, and he had a passer rating of 7.4 on 17 attempts while getting sacked three times and scrambling once for 8 yards. They only averaged 1.9 yards per play on those Buccaneers blitzes. Brutal. And as I pointed out earlier, the Buccaneers' 42.3% blitz rate in the regular season ranked only behind Baltimore and Arizona. So they're going to keep bringing the heat, obviously, in this game. For Davante Adams, keep in mind also in Week 6, that was his first game back from an injury, and Lazard missed the game.
Okay.
So their pressure rate ranked third best in the NFL, 40% through the first 10 weeks, but has fallen to 14th, 32% since week 16. So they haven't been quite as effective as they were early on in the season. And Rodgers has also faced the second lowest pressure rate, 21%, since this team first lost to Tampa. And no player has more touchdowns, 42, or a higher quarterback rating, 129.3, when kept clean this entire season. And as they pointed out, Brady's going to face one of his tougher tasks to date against his Green Bay defense coming on. They rank second in touchdown percentage allowed, 2, 8th in yards per attempt, 6.4, 5th in passer rating, and 2nd in pro football focus coverage grade since week 13.
I read another good breakdown that they think Gronk and Bray can have some success in the passing game and do some damage in this one. Who knows?
More so than the wide receivers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like Evans under 63 yards. He had one catch last week. And the other thing I'm looking at, and I draw a line through the first Green Bay-Tampa Bay meeting. I throw it out like Paul Charchian. But the one thing that sticks out to me in the Kansas City win against Buffalo was the disparity in rushing yards, 245 to 46.
Yep.
Buffalo doesn't try to run it. They can't run it. But Kansas City gashed them on the ground in that game, and the Bills are 17th against the run, third worst for playoff teams. Now, they did a good job against Baltimore after the first drive. But remember, Baltimore, they're one-dimensional. You don't have to worry about the passing attack. Well, now you're going against Mahomes here, likely. And that's why I like the Chiefs, if he's even close to 80, 85% here. That I just think, I mean, he's so dangerous. And what do you take away? If they do that, and I think they will have success running the ball on him, like the Colts did, 5.3 yards per carry in the close loss. But Kansas City also played a lot of cover, too. And that could open up the middle of the field for guys. And maybe this is a John Brown game. If you look at John Brown props, can they slow down Diggs and then make someone else beat you? And does that become Knox or Brown or someone like that? And that's where Allen does some of his damage.
Yeah.
But again, who knows? I mean, it's like both court. Like, you want to bet against Brady in a big game here when he's been to 9 Super Bowls and this is his 14th trip to a title game? Do you want to go against Mahomes, who's won 24 of his last 25? I mean, I know what we'll be saying on Monday. You know, what the hell are we doing? But this is, like we said earlier, and it was, a spirited discussion. Rodgers is unbelievable, but it's based on team, too. He said there's been a lot of clunkers in there.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that I can't believe he hasn't been to a Super Bowl, only one, but 2010, and if he goes down and loses this game Sunday, he might only make one Super Bowl his whole career, which
sure.
is nuts.
Sure. More of a breakdown here in the KC-Bills game. So 16 wide receivers, that's it. Only 16 got to 50 yards or more against the Chiefs on the year. And none of the Bills receivers hit that mark in the Week 6 game. From a fantasy and a player prop standpoint, Buffalo allowed the most fantasy points to tight end among the remaining playoff teams, and it's in large part because they allowed the second most total passing yards to tight ends during the regular season at 963. There's another angle if you needed another one to play Kelsey.
Okay.
And that prop is at 94. And
good
observation here. Sammy Watkins looks like he is, if he's able to play in this game, he's played in 5 playoff games during his time with Kansas City, and he's gained a minimum of 62 yards in every game with an average of 93 over those 5 games. That's a potentially terrific angle here with Sammy Watkins and the Chiefs against this Bills defense.
15-3 against 15-2. Third time in the AFC title game. Both teams have at least 13 wins. And are you buying Allen and the Bills moving forward? I mean, could this be a regular thing because both quarterbacks are in their mid-20s? Could this be, not Jackson, could it be Allen Mahomes that we see for a long time in the AFC?
Well, I would ask you this. Would you be surprised if we see a little regression to Josh Allen next year, like we clearly saw with Lamar Jackson this season? Or is this here to stay? Because I got to tell you, it came kind of out of nowhere. I went back
sure
and looked.
Sure it was. Oh, it was terrible last year. The accuracy. Remember the playoff game.
Paulie, the previous 2 years, he ranked at the very bottom of quarterback rating,
yeah,
percentage, completion percentage, whatever. In the numbers that matter, he was at the very bottom in the entire NFL.
It's Dable. Maybe it's Diggs.
Could be.
Maybe a combination of both. I don't know.
Right. That
even without the threat of a running game, the 40-10 touchdown INT ratio. My God, that's lunacy what he was able to do and turn it around. That's great. Other props, points bet. Will a quarterback have 3 total touchdowns, minus 220? Will Diggs and Kelsey both combine for 200 yards, Minus 135.
Minus 135 on that, huh?
Will Allen get 200 yards passing? Minus 1250. Will Allen throw for 400 yards? 5-1. Will Diggs have 75 yards? Minus 280. Scoreless quarter? 5-1. Defensive touchdown plus 320. Safety plus 850. Kickoff or punt return? 11-1.
Wow, I would actually bet the no on Diggs to have 75 yards at a nice plus price. If his yes is minus 280, I'd look at the no there. I'm with you. Who's going to run the football for the Bills, though?
Yeah, I don't see that.
And you can against the Chiefs. I've watched this team play the entire year. I've followed their numbers. I track their stats. Singletary, I actually kind of like Singletary. I don't see him running at all against this defense.
Do you agree with Charch? Allen under? I mean, if they don't run the ball, and then they're sitting back and he's throwing 40 times, and Spags is going to bring pressure. Maybe Allen's forced to take off and run a few times.
I could see that happening.
Could go over 33
yards.
Sure.
Okay, because he can bust. He could be a busted play for 27 yards in the first drive of the game.
No problem.
We'll continue running down numbers, props that we have for these two games, and really good Conor McGregor and Poirier props coming up next.
First Bet's giving new and existing customers a $20 risk-free bet to celebrate the first major horse racing event of the year. Visit VSiN.com/horses to sign up, place a win bet, and if your horse doesn't win, you get your money back, up to $20. First Bet's the spot for you if you love horse racing. VSiN.com/horses to sign up for the special Pegasus World Cup offer. Jeff Siegel, later in the show, give out his picks coming up. Great promotion.
Ian McDonald wondering if there's a prop out for Josh Allen to be the Bills' leading rusher. That's got to exist somewhere.
Okay.
But it's also going to be probably a favorite or around even money. You have two options, right? You have Singletary or Josh Allen to lead that team in rushing yards for the most part. Some of these coaching props that paid off, the Eagles' next head coach. What do you think of this whole coaching merry-go-round this year?
What's bizarre. Dan Campbell.
Oh.
Dan Campbell. We'll get to it coming up.
Yeah.
What a debacle. The guy curses in his first press conference. He's talking about biting kneecaps. And what a lunatic. This guy's stuck in his 70s.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. What a terrible job by the Lions.
I know the guys in Miami used to always make fun of him when he was the interim with the Dolphins.
Yep.
He's a caveman. That's what he is. He says, "You're this typical tight end. I'm going to punch you in the mouth. We're going to beat you up.
I saw a good tweet on this, by the way.
Take our shirts off and throw." And I mean,
I wish I would have written this one down. I forget who said this on Twitter, and the person is exactly right. I never ever want to hear again that Eric Bieniemy did not interview well. After seeing that from Dan Campbell,
forget
about that excuse ever again.
Well said.
Yep. And then Matt Eumanns used the perfect word for all of this so far in the NFL. Totally uninspiring. Who they've come up with.
What was this guy the Eagles hired?
He was 8-1.
Was he?
Yeah. I thought he was going to be a little bit better than that. Bieniemy is the favorite right now to go to the Texans at 2-1. But Caldwell's right on his tail.
And I listened to some of Saleh's press conference, too. I don't know what I know what he's supposed to say and what he's going to say, but just the praise for Darnold, it was just...
Over the top?
Forced. Oh, great leader. Didn't go. It complimented his pocket awareness. Isn't this a guy on live television who said, "I'm seeing ghosts"?
Yeah,
out there?
Right. Maybe he missed that. Let me give you some fun props globally speaking here for the UFC card tomorrow. Which, by the way, if you're in Las Vegas, Derek Stevens announced yesterday on VSiN they're going to have the fight card at Bar Canada. It's a Conor McGregor card. He was able to work out a deal with Dana White. They wanted to show it here at the book and at Stadium Swim. They couldn't get that far, but the whole card's going to be at Bar Canada. He didn't get into details.
Oh.
Little too. I'm guessing.
Pricey?
Probably.
Ah, come on.
Yeah. I know.
They're friends. Come on. Work it out.
How about the length of Bruce Buffer's introduction?
Oh.
Over-under is 167.5 seconds.
Yeah, he milks it.
Oh, he can get to 3 minutes.
Yeah, Buffer likes Buffer. Mm. Buffer really likes himself.
He's got a bigger mirror than you do.
What?
Can he get to almost 3 minutes, though? He probably can. It's a Connor fight. How about, will fighters touch gloves? Yes, minus 550. No, plus 375.
Yeah, it seemed friendly yesterday. They seemed okay.
All right. Will the fight end in the first minute?
Oh, very good.
The yes is 6-1.
Yeah, I believe it's points bet. They started this, maybe they've done it for a long time, but they had this up during the pandemic. Well, I love that. Will the fight end in the first minute?
That's great.
That is awesome.
The first successful takedown. Connor's actually 3-1. Poirier minus $4.
Oh.
But I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
What's no takedown? I don't think there'll be a take. I've had so many people reach out this week saying, what's Connor by knockout? What is it? What's the best price you've seen?
Yeah.
I mean, they just think it's just coming and bam, it's over.
Well, I looked into Connor Inside the Distance. That's a higher price than Connor by knockout. I've talked to a couple of people, and he's minus $2, I believe, here to finish Inside the Distance. That's
I saw 180. The lowest, but yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, 177 there. Bet Rivers, okay.
You want to know first to bleed?
First to bleed?
How good is that?
There's a first to bleed?
There
prop?
Is, yep. Connor's 2-1. Poirier is minus 260.
I ain't got time to bleed.
I know. That's all I can think of.
was that the name of his book? Ventura? Look that up, Matt. Jesse Ventura. I think that was the name of his book. What an upset. Who would think when you're watching Predator in, 1987, that two future governors were in the movie?
No kidding. Yeah, back then in 87?
What a great movie. Oh, I loved it. That was the name of his
bleed.
Book? I Ain't Got Time to Bleed was the name of his book.
You know, he has his resume is incredible.
I'd like to interview him.
The body?
Navy SEAL, color analyst for two NFL teams, professional wrestler.
Yeah. What do you do at Harvard? He like either...
Professor? Did something?
Yes.
Yeah. Governor?
Governor.
Actor?
Yeah.
I think he was in The Running Man.
Four-time world
Schwarzenegger.
Heavyweight champion.
Wrestling play-by-play? Let me tell you something, Gorilla.
Ventura and Gorilla Monsoon on the call. That's as good as it gets there.
Good resume.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, will either fighter bleed? Okay. Yes is minus 150. No is plus 120. Will either fighter be knocked or submitted unconscious?
Really?
The yes is plus 350. Knocked out cold.
These are great.
Oh, these are unbelievable props.
Predator come out in 87?
Yes, it did.
That was a fun year.
That was the year.
That was fun.
80s movies were good.
Simpler time.
They're still pretty watchable, I would say.
Yeah, we all got along. Twins won the World Series.
Actually, here you go. Will McGregor be credited with a knockdown? Yes is plus 120. No is minus 150. Will Poirier be credited with a knockdown? Yes is 3-1. No is minus $4. And then you can bet on the point spread. McGregor's laying 5.5 points on the cards. Will the fight go the distance we talked about? Will McGregor say proper 12 in the Octagon interview? It's about a pick'em. And there you go. Some of the very creative props. Steal some of the stuff from legalized books. These are all offshore. That's great.
That is strong.
Yeah.
Stuff we've been talking about all week here with the two football games. The high and the low. Most points, Kansas City plus 180, Green Bay 2-1, Buffalo 325, Tampa 375. Low, Tampa plus 175, Buffalo 2-1, KC plus 325, Green Bay 4-1. I love the, at Bet Rivers, first, last, and any touchdown. For example, Godwin, 12-12 and plus 165. Evans, 10-10 and plus 130. Brady, 40-40 and 6. Rodgers, 33-33 and plus 650. First touchdown, last touchdown, anytime touchdown. There are several viewers after Paul Charchid's interview saying, I did better. I found 70-1 on Tonyan to score three times.
I saw that.
Hat-trick. And put Paul, Paul's already in the Hall of Fame. But put him in the VSiN Hall of Fame. We'll make a VSiN Hall of Fame if that cashes. He gave that prop out. He said, why not? He's done it already this year.
First of all, we got to be able to find that prop somewhere here in Las Vegas. I need to bet that on principle. Because if that cashes, I told him I'll buy him a whiskey wherever. He loves whiskey. Wherever you want, charge in Las Vegas next time you're in town. It's on me if that comes in.
Gronk's 100-1. Antonio Brown's 150. Adams is 9-1, three touchdowns. Brady, 289.5. Rodgers, 279.5. As I mentioned earlier, both 2.5 touchdowns. Brady under 210. Rodgers under 170. 21-10 if you want Brady. And for our new friends out there watching.
Jody Abbott on Twitter says a couple of running backs to watch for the Bills. Devontae Freeman, who he's been on the practice squad. I don't know if he's going to get much run, though. I get it. Moss is hurt. But he points out Antonio Williams. That might be an angle here, if you can find numbers on him. Williams had 83 total yards and 2 touchdowns against Miami week 17. That might not be bad. I don't know if Freeman gets... that one's tricky. But maybe the Williams could actually get some run.
What are the John Brown props? I didn't really focus on John Brown until I read the breakdown that this one guy had saying this could be a big game or opportunities for John Brown. I found that interesting. A couple good breakdowns out
there. So overall,
and also saying the tight ends could be big for Tampa in this game against Green Bay. There could at least be a lot of chances.
I can see that because the coverage for Green Bay has been spectacular. Alexander has been shutting guys down. Nobody's really talking about that.
At least Bright led him Sunday.
Yeah, true.
He had 4 for 50. That led him.
I'm trying to find out. You want John Brown specifically here?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Okay.
After this breakdown, we're running through props. Let me know what you find. But, this is just phenomenal. Number one, we get a great matchup no matter what happens when we come in here Monday morning. And they'll have the lines up Sunday. They'll get ready to rock and roll. I mean, does Tampa become the first team to host a Super Bowl? Does Tom get to number 10? Does Rodgers finally exercise the demons and get back? You know, this McCarthy business. And does Rodgers finally get back for the first time since 2010? And he's lost 3 straight conference title games. And what happens in the AFC? Is it the time for the Bills? America's sweetheart falling in love with America, falling in love with them. Do they finally get back? Or is it Mahomes again? And does Kansas City get back and go for the repeat? And are we watching a dynasty here, like much like the Patriots maybe in Kansas City? And then this prop, and remember, that prop we discussed earlier in the year. Westgate put it up in the summer, I believe, when Mahomes signed the deal.
Yeah.
How many Super Bowls will Kansas City win during that whole Mahomes contract? It was 1.5. You can get one right out of the way here. Now, certainly no one's tying their money up for that long, but still I found it interesting that that prop was put up.
Well, I will tell you, I mean, for fan bases or bettors, obviously, I mean, some, I think a lot of bettors will actually say it's going to be more difficult to do than you think. Rodgers is exhibit A, Paulie, on how difficult it is to actually win a championship. It's been 10 years. I mean, if you go back to February of 2011, the night after Rodgers beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl, and you put up a prop then, how many Super Bowls will Rodgers make in the next 10 years?
Yeah.
What's just to make?
Yeah. Isn't RJ Wright going back? Yeldon was activated. Yeldon had 2 carries in the Baltimore game.
That's the guy.
He had 2 for 4.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I forgot about that.
Yep. And I can't find John Brown props for whatever reason. They have to be available. They've got to be up somewhere, I would think, right? Anyway, we'll try to get that for you before.
Salami, 106.5 here. Home team laying 7 points. Another good job by Metcalf. More creative props. Good stuff.
Which game is played in the 60s?
A Kansas City game. Assuming Mahomes is good to go.
He's a go? Yeah.
That's the game that could be the circus.
Yep.
The Kansas City game.
All right, Adam Chernoff's going to join the program coming up in the next hour. He was heavy on the Packers last week. Does he like them again on Sunday against the Buccaneers? Find out here on Follow the Money.